In this bulletin, the suspected Optus hacker claims to have released 10,000 customer records and threatens to leak thousands more. Labor to introduce its bill to cut the cost of childcare, and Edward Snowden granted Russian citizenship. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The hacker behind the Optus data breach has allegedly released 10,000 customer records and is threatening to leak thousands more each day if the telecommunications company doesn't agree to pay a ransom fee. The suspected hacker released a statement demanding $1.55 million in cryptocurrency, claiming to have over 3.8 million identity document numbers, including driver's licenses and data records. Optus has announced it will be offering a free one-year subscription to a credit monitoring service for some of the worst affected customers. The federal government's childcare reform is set to benefit more than 95% of Australian families. Education Minister Jason Clare will introduce the legislation to Parliament today. With childcare costs increasing by 41% in the past 8 years, the reform looks to cut costs by 1.6 million families with children. Minister Clare told the Nine Network that his government will lift the maximum subsidy rate to 90% for the first child in care.
So it means effectively for a family on $80,000 a year that the government will provide about $14,000 a year if you've got a child going 3 days a week. It's a big investment, but we know that if childcare is more affordable, then it makes it easier for parents to go back to work, in particular mums. I think 60% of mums with kids under the age of six are working part-time rather than full-time, and that's because, it's often because childcare is so expensive. Yeah.
A Royal Commission into the unlawful robo-debt scheme is holding its first public hearing today in Brisbane. It's investigating how hundreds of thousands of people were falsely accused of owing money to Centrelink after the automated scheme began in 2015. More than $750 million was wrongfully recovered from 381,000 people. Edward Snowden has been granted Russian citizenship by the country's President Vladimir Putin. The 39-year-old was an employee of the National Security Agency in the US and fled the country after exposing the agency's secret surveillance operations. He was granted asylum in Russia after leaking the secret files in 2013. Authorities in the US have been calling for years for Snowden to return and face a criminal trial on espionage charges. US Department spokesman Ned Price was asked about the news shortly after it was announced.
I'm not aware of any change in his citizenship status. I am familiar with the fact that he has in some ways denounced his American citizenship. I don't know that he's renounced it. Our position has not changed. Mr. Snowden should return to the United States, where he should face justice as any other American citizen would. Perhaps the only thing that has changed is that as a result of his Russian citizenship, apparently now he may well be conscripted to fight in Russia's war in Ukraine.
The Kremlin says no decision has been made on whether to shut Russia's borders to prevent military-aged men from fleeing the country. It comes after the Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a conscription of hundreds of thousands of reservists to join the war against Ukraine. Since then, flights out of Russia have sold out and cars have piled up at border checkpoints, with reports of a 48-hour queue at the Seoul border to Georgia, which allows Russian citizens to enter without a visa. And the countdown is on for Sunday's NRL Grand Final clash. With the launch of Grand Final week, the Penrith Panthers will do battle with the Parramatta Eels. And to mark the occasion, fireworks will set off at Sydney Harbour. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.